Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you and yours in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Life is a dream come true. Sounds really perfect, right? Sounds really idyllic. Life is a dream come true. Well, life really is a dream come true. So why are we so focused on our nightmares? Why are we so lackadaisical in taking action to see our dream become the dream that we want it to be? Why are we so busy watching life instead of living life? If you can answer those questions for me, you will have answered some of the greatest mysteries on the planet. And I know that most of you cannot answer those questions, nor can I answer those questions. But all I can tell you is that each and every one of us pretty much knows what we need to do. Each and every one of us pretty much knows why we need to do it. I guess the biggest thing is, are we willing to do it? Are we willing to get out there and do the work? Are we willing to help the people that need help? Are we willing to put in the effort? Or are we going to just sit there and be what most people are, and I call them voyeurs of life? You know, very recently I went to, I guess what you'd call a family reunion, and different people from my family showed up. Of course, a lot of people that were in the family didn't show up, but quite a few people did show up. Again, you know, I have a very large family, so what may be huge to you isn't all that huge to me. But that's neither here nor there. The interesting thing is that I found it quite amazing because there were people there that I've never seen before. There were people there that are members of my family tree that I remember growing up, but I don't ever remember realizing or knowing that they were related to me by blood or DNA or whatever in any way. Now, note, there were also people there that, in actuality, aren't members of my family. They are members of my family in spirit. They're members of my family in heart and desire. But as far as them actually being blood relatives of mine, they're not. But what I thought was really amazing, even about that, was that there were people there that may not be blood relatives to the Bennetts or to the Kellys or what have you, but there were people there that, in their minds, they were just as much a part of the family as people that were family. And here's another thing that I thought was quite interesting. There were also people there that are actually part of the family by blood. We share DNA. We share grandparents and, you know, other relations. However, there were people there, along with some of the people that weren't there, and some of the people that you know, couldn't make it, what have you, that, again, are more family or more attached to the family than the people that were blood. And I found this really, really interesting. And then when you go from that to the people that are actually related to you by blood that want to be there, that want to be your family, and then you go to the people that actually aren't related to you but want to be related but consider themselves to be related, and there's no way that you could ever tell them that you are not their family. I thought the other thing that was really different was that later on in the day, you know, after talking with people and kind of interacting with people, I also got to speak with a couple of people that are related to me by marriage. And these are people who also either had the positive or the negative. Now, the interesting thing about it is that I find the people that have the negative the most interesting. Why do I find the people that have the negative more interesting? Because the reason for that is because I find that those people that have chosen to find a complaint, to find a bitch, to find a problem, to find something offsides or to share information that is either antiquated and no longer relevant or that has a negative twist to it in some kind of way, or people that don't take action, I find them to be very interesting because these are the types of people that I'm talking about when I say people that don't mean anyone any good. These are the type of people I mean that are looking for the nightmare in the midst of their dream. These are people in a lot of ways that either through habit or through experience have just decided that when they wake up, it's going to be negative. When they go to sleep, it's going to be negative. When they go to bathroom, when they go drink a glass of water, they're going to find some negativity in it. And the interesting thing is that the things that they find positivity in has even negativities to it. And that's the interesting thing about people and about life. And that's also one of the reasons that I decided to do this show today. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us has a choice. We have a choice to be happy. We have a choice to be miserable. We have a choice to find a way. We have a choice to give up. We have a choice to keep trying when everyone else has given up on us or everyone else has given up. We have a choice. So what choice do you want to take? If you've been given everything that you could possibly need to succeed in this world, then why are you doing everything counterproductive? Why are you pushing hurdles in front of yourself that don't need to be there? Why are you not volunteering to do things that are going to broaden your experience and broaden your mind? Why is the negativity so prevalent in the minds of so many? Very good question. Here's the real question. Are you one of those people that instead of having a life that is a dream come true, creating a nightmare that you supposedly want to get out of? Or is it that you just like, or is it that you're just one of those people that loves the negativity that is around you? You know, that's where you find your comfort. Have you become like an inmate that is so institutionalized, in this case, in your negativity, that you can't see freedom? You can't accept freedom. You can't look at a hand with a dollar and understand that that person just wants to give you a dollar, or that that person has so much that they feel that they're blessed with that they just want to share with you. You know, today I was talking with a young man that has a business. Him and his business partner have a business that they started, and of course they partnered up with other people, but somehow or other they figured out how to make it work, and they have a business. And the young man that was talking to me was talking to me about the fact that, you know, for him it's all about giving, which is a beautiful thing. So, you know, I listened to what he said, and he was talking about, he read my website, and he was looking at my stuff, and he's listened to some of my shows, and he said he truly appreciates meeting me and interacting with me because I have a very positive spirit and that I do a lot of things that are very altruistic. You know, they're ways, things that I don't actually benefit from. You know, and I thanked him. I thought that was really cool. And then the young man went to tell me that, you know, his father grew up, you know, very poor, you know, several family members all living in the same room and not having a lot, and that his father, again, they're not originally from this country, but that his father came to this country and started a business and worked really hard and became a millionaire and, you know, earned millions of dollars and, you know, of course, shared that with his family and, of course, I assume others. But that this man was grateful and thankful for everything that he got. And, of course, like any parent, he did his best or is doing his best to provide for his children. And the young man was explaining to me how his father gave him a very expensive automobile. And, you know, he was driving it around for a while, and then he thought about it, and he's like, other than my father being my father, what did I do to deserve this? So he did something I probably wouldn't do, but it's still very noteworthy. He ended up giving the car back. and I think the car now is belongs to his sister or something like that. But the fact that the gentleman, even though he was blessed with a lot, understands that he was blessed with a lot and is willing to try to do everything that he can do to succeed in his own life but also to help others is huge. And most people just don't have that drive. They don't have that motivation. They don't have that spirit. So, again, very much kudos to him. But, ladies and gentlemen, there are acres of diamonds right in your backyard. There are also people that are also could be your acres of diamonds if you'll only step out of your own way and then do things to try to help them. Do things to try to help them to develop. Understand that these people around you have skills that could be of use to you to where it could be a win-win. Because here's the thing. I want to be wealthy. Now, most people want to be wealthy so that they can have a big house, big cars, you know, hang around with people that are considered to be big and important. Well, that's not my dream. My dream come true is to be able to do what this young man's father did and is doing. I want to be able to help my family. I want to be able to help others. I want to be able to share any knowledge or wisdom that I've acquired, knowing that that knowledge and wisdom that I've acquired it from someone else. Somebody took the time, the energy, and the effort to share some of the things that they shared with me, be it directly or indirectly. You know, I'm very thankful to everyone that's ever written a book, and that book has something to where I can glean some knowledge, glean some experience, without actually having to go through that hardship or that trial or tribulation. You know, I'm very thankful to that. I'm very thankful to anyone that's ever taken the time to spend time with me. You know, even some of the people that have spent time with me that were total buttheads, I'm thankful for that, thankful to them, because guess what? I learned something from it. Even if I learned to not be a butthead, I learned something from that. I'm also very thankful to my parents and my parents' parents and my parents' parents' parents, even some of those that I've never met and never known. I'm thankful to everyone that's ever done something for me, be it that they knew they were doing something for me or not. Now, a lot of people would say, what do you mean, whether they were doing something for you or not? Because there are people that suffered some slings and arrows, and they may have done it for themselves. However, you and I benefit from it, and that's really a beautiful thing. You know, because guess what? You're doing things right now that people are benefiting from. You know, and I find it really interesting because the same people that won't do anything to help somebody are the same people that will work crazy hours on their job or will get a job or will go to college and get their educations up so that they can qualify to help somebody else live their dream. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's truly what it is. Yes, education is a beautiful thing, and you should have as much education as you possibly can. But understand that that pre-qualifier is there so that you can help someone else live their dream, so that they know that you've got the basic skills and maybe some advanced skills to help them to move their enterprise, their business, and their dream to the next level. I think a lot of us are just stuck. We don't understand that life is an amazing event. However, most of us are not showing up for it. Most of us are being, we're calling in sick for our own lives. We're calling in sick for our own success. We're waiting for somebody to meet some invisible qualification that they don't even know that they're being tested for, that they don't even know that they're being tested. They don't even know that they're being evaluated for. We're waiting for some secret sign to step up and be the people that we were meant to be. You know, the world is being destroyed by the many, not by the few. And the world is going to be saved by the many, not by the few. You know, yes, there's a certain amount of families that have more power than anybody could ever think of. However, each and every one of us gives them that power, all right, be it through the power of money and finance or the power of other ways. We are the people that give them that power. We are the people that give them that control. So what are you going to do to take back your life? What are you going to do to take back your world, all right? And your world could be as simple as what goes on in your house. Is your house yours? You know, it's always amazing to me how many people belong to organizations, but if you ask them why they belong, if you ask them why they do what they do, if you ask them are they getting what they want out of their organization or out of their company or out of their family or their relationship, most people really aren't sure. Most people really don't have a clue. They're not sure if they're on track or off track. They're looking to the person next to them and trying to see if they can get approval. You know, I talked with a gentleman recently that's in a motorcycle club, and I asked him, I said, why do you go to the meetings? Well, you know, I get to come, I get to talk to people, and I get to interact and all of that stuff. And I said, okay, so you drive anywhere from 50 to 100 to 1,000 to 2,000 miles to an event so that you can interact, network, and fellowship with other people that belong to the same organization that you belong to. And the guy goes, yeah. I go, well, I got a question for you. I said, how much do you fellowship with them when you're not at an event? And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, well, how many times do you call them up or get on social media or interact with them in a way that is utilizing their skills, your skills, and the skills of your organization to make this a better world or to even make your life a better life or their life a better life? And the guy couldn't answer me. He was like, well, you know, we just get together when we do the rides. We just get together when we do this, this, and this. And I said, there's something wrong with that. And he's like, well, what do you mean there's something wrong with that? I said, what are you guys doing to help each other to grow and develop? He's like, it's not about that. It's about letting your hair down. It's about, you know, talking to each other and fellowshipping that way. I said, I understand that. But what are you doing outside of sitting around rubbing each other's big bellies or rubbing your big belly and drinking beer and talking crap and taking a long ride from A to B and then from B to A? And he really couldn't answer that. So I said to him, I said, you know, I think you guys are missing the big picture. The big thing about being able to truly network is to where you help them and they help you, to where you guys take that relationship and move it to the next level. You know, it's just like the, you know, the five levels of leadership. You know, you've got the position, then you've got visibility, then you've got credibility, then you've got profitability. Let's talk about B&I. So visibility, credibility, and profitability. I said, you guys are part of the same organization, and you see each other, but you really don't have any credibility with each other. So you'll never get to a level of profitability. And profitability isn't just money. You know, profitability is, you know, creating that trust to where that person can depend on you and you can depend on that person, but you also get to know each other. You're really not getting to know somebody if you ride a day, couple of hours, 2 days, 3 days, and then sit around each other for another couple of hours, and then you spend another 2 hours a day, 2 days or 3 days riding back to your destination. That's not fellowshipping. That's not really getting to know the person that you're interacting with. That's not really creating a relationship. Well, I'm kind of cutting the story short, but in the end, the guy tells me, well, you know what your problem is? And I go, no, what's my problem? Everything's got to be logical to you. Okay. Now, what that's got to do with anything, I have no idea, but I just don't think that that person got it. So my question to you is the same thing. If you have a dream, what are you doing to make that dream come to reality? Stop wishing on some star for some magic potion to come and fix your problems. Stop thinking that, you know, a miracle is just going to happen if you're not willing to get out there and do the work. You're not even willing to meet the miracle halfway. Life is a beautiful thing, and life is a dream come true. Are you going to let your dream come true to its fullest, or are you going to let the nightmare slip in and take over? Are you going to wake up and get up and live the life that you were meant to live? Are you going to keep wishing and hoping that something happens that's going to be great and fantastic, knowing that you've done nothing to lay a foundation for that greatness to lay on or to stand on or for the structure to hold up? Are you spending time on the areas that you need to? You know, you have people that have great health, but they have no spiritual belief. You know, they have no faith in anything. You got people that, you know, don't take care of themselves physically as far as exercise, but they eat right. But the other things are missing. Life to me, is a balancing act. It will never be perfectly balanced, not for any good amount of time. It's always going to be shifting. It's always going to be going from one extreme to the other. And you need to be on top of things, and you need to be on your game. Life is not a voyeur sport. It's not something where you can sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else play and then complain. You know, I love these couch quarterbacks. I love these, you know, people that don't want to take any action and don't want to get involved. However, they've always got something to say. They have an opinion, but they have no solution. They have a complaint, but they have no solution. They have an opinion, but they have no real nothing in the game. They have no skin in the game, so to speak. You know, which brings me to another one. I was recently at an event where they had two brothers were very adamant about a gentleman becoming part of a particular organization. Great, fantastic, no problem. You know, that's their opinion. However, one played bad cop, which I respect him for that, because at least he vocalized and showed his particular opinion, his thoughts, his issues. However, the other one played not even bad cop. He played, it was kind of a good cop, bad cop, but the other one really didn't say anything. However, he said a lot in the beginning, because him not saying anything really said a lot to the group. And because this individual is what you would call the actual leader of the group, all of the people that respect him and listen to what he said, of course, they voted in the favor of the two brothers, even though the other brother didn't really say much in the negative. He also said nothing in the positive. Matter of fact, he even interacted some things that weren't originally brought up, so it was quite interesting. But it was a very interesting thing in the sense of looking at the puppet on the string type of theory, looking at how people will allow themselves to be moved like marionettes, like puppets. But anyway, back to what I was saying before. Ladies and gentlemen, life is a dream come true. You just need to decide on which part of the dream you want to live. Do you want to stay in the nightmare of the dream, or do you want to stay in the happiness of the dream? Do you want to be thankful and grateful for what you have as you strive to get more and to do better, and in turn, by doing that, be a giver that gives freely, so that you'll gain more, not only gaining more in the fact of you earning more money or getting more stuff, but in the fact that you are extending your talents, your efforts, your contributions to other people that may be in need of what you have. So not just giving of your money, but giving of your time, giving of your energy, giving of your networks. You know, again, you know, I tell people all the time, if you have a network but you don't use it, it's like a muscle that atrophies. If you're not using it, you lose it. It doesn't have any strength anymore because it's not being used. What does a muscle not do? If a muscle isn't used, what happens? It atrophies. That means that it starts to lose its girth. It starts to lose its strength. Well, your network, your money, your assets, your knowledge, all of those things fit the same parameters. Are you extending your knowledge to other people? Are you extending your wisdom to other people? Are you extending yourself to other people? Are you extending your labor? Are you sharing your money? Are you sharing your resources with other people? You know, if I have some seeds in my house and they never get planted, then guess what? Nothing will ever be grown through those seeds. Matter of fact, if I keep those seeds too long, there's a possibility that they may become dry and die. So in your lives, ladies and gentlemen, what dreams are you not helping to come to fruition? What seeds are you not planting? What soil are you not experimenting in? What arena are you cheating not only yourself but others from playing in because you're holding back? You're keeping this little secret thing you've got going on to yourself, and you're not helping anybody else to reach their goals. Because guess what? If you help other people and they're appreciative of what you've done for them, doesn't that extend your resources? Doesn't that give you more people now that you could not only maybe work with, to help you to get to the next level or to help your children get to the next level. So life is a dream come true, but only if you will wake up and live in it. Only if you will experience it with open eyes and open heart. Only if you will give freely and willingly, knowing that some people aren't ever going to give back. Some people aren't ever going to be able to help you. However, is that really important to you? What's really important to you? What matters most? I think most of us focus on what matters least. I think most of us focus on the little things that don't matter instead of the little things that do. I think most of us are so jaded in our thoughts and in our actions and our behaviors that we're stunting ourselves, that we're throwing ourselves into the hole and cutting our own throats with the mindset that we're actually saving ourselves. What are you saving? Can anybody get back a day? No. Can anybody get back a second? No. A dollar spent is a dollar spent unless it's invested in something that's going to help you. You can be saving, but if you never spend that money, then what are you saving for? Who are you going to leave it to? Are you going to leave a legacy, or are people just going to know you as that guy that was rich? We talk about the gentleman that owns the basketball team, I believe the Clippers. Don't remember what his name is. But is he leaving a legacy? No. He's a billionaire. How much money is enough? You know, it was interesting. My wife was talking to me recently, and she was like, why is his wife married to him, and why is he married to his wife? And she gave me a bunch of different reasons as to why she believes that they're still together. I don't agree with any of them. But that's her opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. But the point is, my whole thing about them is, why are we talking about them? Even now, ladies and gentlemen, we need to focus on things that are going to help us to help others to grow. We need to leave a legacy of positivity to where we're helping our fellow man and woman get to the next level in their overall evolution of life so that they can live their dreams, so that their children can live their dreams, so that their children's children can live their dreams, and that life can go on so that we can make this world the beautiful and amazing and fantastic place that I truly believe it was meant to be. Again, you've got people that are starving, yet you've got people throwing away food. You've got people that don't have shelter, yet you've got people that have enough room in their individual houses to have a small town. You've got people that have got so much money that they don't know what to do with it and have no one to leave it to, and it'll just go into probate and end up going to the government. I'm going to say this again. If there's anybody out there that's got more money than they need and more money than they can use, please, leave it to Zurian Bennett. Leave it to me, because I will do something with it, all right? And I'll even extend and help your legacy grow with that money that you give me. However, it's up to you. It's up to you to live your life and to live the dream, and it's up to you to decide to live your life and make it a nightmare. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. The ball is in your court. The decision is in your hand. What is it that you want, and how do you want to do it? Again, if you found this show to be informative and helpful, please share the show with any and everyone who you think can get a benefit from it, because that's our goal. Our goal is to be of benefit, to be of use, to have information that we share that helps someone in some way, somehow, in whatever ways that we can. Our goal is to be one of giver's gain. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it is a pleasure and an honor to be able to speak with you and to share our thoughts and opinions with you, and we hope again that you get something out of it from every conversation. Also, before I forget, I have a book out called Positive Self-Defense for Women. I urge every woman that can hear my voice to get a copy of that book. Look at the reviews. It's gotten all 5 stars on Amazon. It's a great book, and it's about taking a proactive look and proactive approach at women's self-defense. You don't learn a whole bunch of crazy techniques, and it's not a whole lot of scary fear tactics. It's actually a pretty good read, and I think it's a pretty good book. Again, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, all of the above, and that's Positive Self-Defense for Women, and it's by Zurian Bennett. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. Have a great life, and we wish you much success. And if you like the show, please like our show and follow us, and again, share it with other people. Take care. Be well. And I wish you and yours much success. Live the dream come true. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your destiny. and help somebody today while you're helping yourself. Farewell.